You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
God is doing a new thing in your life. He wants you to know that He's not finished with you, and the best is yet to come. Isaiah 42 verse 9 tells us, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." So today, I want to explore with you the exciting truth that God is doing a new thing. We're going to examine His Word and discover how He delights in bringing fresh starts, new beginnings, and transformation. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, have you ever felt stuck in a rut where it seems like nothing is changing in your life? Do you wonder if God has forgotten about you or has perhaps given up on you? Well, I want to assure you today that God is working in your life even when you can't see it. Just as a caterpillar transforms into a beautiful butterfly, God wants to transform your life in amazing ways. In Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, the scripture says, "Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." My friends, no matter what you're going through, God's love and compassion for you are brand new each day. And they are new today, for yesterday is already gone. Remember, God never runs out of mercy and grace for you. His mercy endures forever. Every sunrise marks a fresh start and brings new opportunities from our loving Heavenly Father. Just as parents delight in blessing their children with good gifts, God loves to bless you with the new things He has in store. So get ready, because we're going to explore six new things that God wants to do in your life. My dear friends, the first two amazing new things that God wants to do in your life are to give you a new heart and a new spirit. In Ezekiel 36, verse 26, God declares, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Doesn't that promise just fill you with hope and excitement? Can you imagine the joy of having a heart that is no longer hardened by pain and disappointment, but instead is alive and responsive to God's love? The reality is that when we go through painful experiences and disappointments in life, our hearts can become hardened. We put up walls to protect ourselves from further hurt, but those same walls keep us from fully experiencing the love and joy that God has for us. It's like a woman who has gone through a devastating divorce. She may guard her heart fiercely, refusing to open up to new relationships or trust anyone again. Or consider a man who has experienced repeated failures in his career. He may become cynical and closed off, no longer believing that success or fulfillment is possible for him. But God doesn't want you to live with a heart of stone. He wants to do a heart transplant, removing that hardened heart and replacing it with a tender, responsive heart of flesh. Now, some of you might be afraid to make yourselves vulnerable again to others. The thought of opening up your heart after being hurt can feel risky and scary. You may worry that if you let your guard down, you'll only get wounded once more. We've all been there. But remember, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 reminds us, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And 1 John 4 verse 18 tells us that his perfect love casts out all fear. My friends, as you allow God to heal and soften your heart, he will give you the courage and wisdom to discern who you can trust or when you can trust again. He will guide you into complete restoration or healthy, life-giving relationships where you can experience the joy of true connection and intimacy. And even if you do encounter hurt or disappointment along the way, you can rest assured that God will be right there with you, providing the comfort, strength, and healing that you need to move forward. When you have a new heart and a new spirit from God, you'll be more sensitive to his leading and promptings.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You'll find yourself desiring the things he desires and being excited about the plans he has for you. Instead of feeling indifferent or resistant towards God, you'll experience a newfound passion for pursuing him. This new heart and spirit will completely transform the way you live. Just like a new engine powers a car to drive in a new direction, your new heart will empower you to move forward into all the new things that God has for you. You'll have a greater capacity to love others, to forgive those who have hurt you, and to extend grace, even in difficult situations. The old struggles and temptations that once weighed you down won't have the same hold on you anymore. With a new spirit, you'll have a supernatural strength to overcome and walk in victory. Now, receiving a new heart and spirit isn't something you can manufacture on your own. It's not about trying harder or mustering up more willpower. No, this is a work that only God can do in you by his power. In Philippians 2, verse 13, the Bible says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure." As you surrender your heart to God and invite him to do this new work, he will faithfully complete it. Will you take that step of surrender today? Will you trust him with your heart and allow him to mold it according to his perfect will? He will remove the old heart that has been damaged by sin and pain and replace it with a brand new heart that beats for him. And as you learn to walk in step with the new spirit that he places within you, you'll experience the abundant life that Jesus came to give you. You'll have a joy and peace that aren't dependent on your circumstances, but flow from the unshakable truth that you are deeply loved and fully accepted by God. My friends, get ready to experience the life-changing transformation that comes with a new heart and a new spirit. As you walk in this newness of life, you'll find yourself loving God and others in deeper ways than you ever thought possible. You'll have a fresh perspective and renewed sense of purpose. So embrace this new work that God is doing in you and watch in amazement as he transforms you from the inside out. My dear friends, the next two amazing things that God wants to do in your life are to give you new strength and new victories. You may feel weak, weary, or overwhelmed by the challenges you're facing, but God wants to infuse you with his supernatural strength. In Isaiah 40, verses 29 to 31, it says he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Understand that when you rely on your own limited strength, it can quickly lead to burnout. But when you learn to wait on the Lord and draw from his infinite resources, you'll find yourself soaring to new heights. Just as an eagle rises above the storms and turbulence to find smooth sailing, God will enable you to rise above your circumstances and find victory. Now, this doesn't mean life will suddenly become easy or problem-free. In fact, Jesus told us in John 16, verse 33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." My friends, we live in a fallen world where trials and struggles are inevitable. But the good news is that in Christ, you have an overcoming power within you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you, empowering you to face each challenge with courage and strength. When you feel like giving up, God will renew your strength and give you the endurance to keep going. When you're battling temptation, God will provide a way of escape and help you to stand firm. When you're facing impossible odds, God will fight for you and lead you into victory. Just look at the story of King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. When a vast army came against him, Jehoshaphat cried out to God for help, and God gave him a strange battle strategy to put the worshipers in front of the army. As they began to sing and praise, God set ambushes against the enemy and gave Jehoshaphat a miraculous victory. My friends, your battles may look different, but the same principle applies. When you feel overwhelmed by the enemy's attacks, put your worship and praise out front. Declare who God is and all the great things he has done. As you focus on his goodness and faithfulness, you'll find your perspective shifting and your strength rising. You'll no longer be fighting in your own limited power, but in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you trust in him, he will bring you victory in every area of your life. Now, walking in this new strength and victory isn't a one-time event. It's a daily choice to surrender your weaknesses to God and rely on his power. It's a continual process of renewing your mind with the truth of his word and choosing to believe his promises over your circumstances. But as you do, you'll find yourself growing stronger in faith and experiencing new victories in Christ. You'll have a newfound boldness to step out and do the things God is calling you to do. You'll have a resilience to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. And you'll have a contagious joy and peace that comes from knowing God is fighting for you. So right now, wherever you find yourself, take a moment to declare this truth out loud. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God has given me a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. My dear friends, as you embrace this new strength and walk in the victories that God has for you, you'll be a living testament to his goodness and grace. You'll inspire others to put their trust in him and experience the abundant life he has for them. So don't settle for a life of defeat and discouragement. Rise up in the strength of the Lord and take hold of the new victories he has in store for you. And my friends, another two exciting new things that God wants to do in your life are to give you a new purpose and a new direction. Understand that God created you with unique gifts, talents, and experiences that he wants to use for his glory. He has a specific plan and destiny for you that only you can fulfill. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Even if you feel like you've missed your purpose or taken a wrong turn in life, God wants to redirect your path and give you a fresh start. Just look at the story of Moses in the book of Exodus. He spent 40 years in the wilderness tending sheep, feeling like he had missed his calling and purpose. But God hadn't forgotten about him. In fact, God was preparing him for a new assignment, to lead the Israelites out of slavery and into the promised land. When God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, he gave him a new purpose and a new direction. And even though Moses felt inadequate and unprepared, God equipped him with everything he needed to fulfill his calling. My dear friends, the same is true for you. No matter where you find yourself today, God wants to give you a new vision for your life. He wants to ignite a fresh passion in your heart and guide you into the good works he has prepared for you. As you seek him and surrender your plans to him, he will begin to unfold the unique purpose he has for you. Now, discovering your new purpose and direction isn't always a clear-cut path. It often involves stepping out in faith and trying new things. It may require letting go of old dreams and embracing new ones. And it definitely involves being open to the unexpected ways that God wants to use you. But as you trust him and follow his leading, you'll find yourself coming alive in ways you never imagined. You'll experience a deep sense of fulfillment and joy that comes from aligning your life with God's purposes. And you'll start to see God's hand at work in even the small details of your life, orchestrating everything for his glory and your good. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we're told, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." As you learn to trust God and acknowledge him in every area of your life, he will guide you into the new purpose and direction he has for you. He will give you wisdom and discernment to make the right choices and to take the right steps forward. And he will open doors of opportunity that you could never open on your own. My friends, embracing God's new purpose and direction for your life is an adventure of faith. It requires stepping out of your comfort zone and being willing to take risks. But the rewards are immeasurable. You'll experience a life of meaning, impact, and eternal significance. You'll have the joy of knowing you're making a difference in the world and leaving a legacy that will outlast your earthly life. And you'll grow closer to God as you depend on him and watch him work in and through you. So don't settle for a life of aimless wandering or unfulfilled dreams. Embrace the new purpose and direction that God has for you. Trust him to lead you every step of the way and equip you with everything you need. And get ready to experience the exciting new things that he wants to do in and through you. My friends, embrace the extraordinary new things that God is doing in your life. Open your heart wide to receive all he has for you and step boldly into the exciting future that he has planned. A future filled with a transformed heart, a renewed spirit, and overflowing with his goodness and love. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart of thanksgiving, praise, and reverence. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Your power is limitless, your wisdom is unsearchable, and your love knows no bounds. You alone are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Your name is holy. You are majestic in all the earth, and your kingdom reigns forever and ever. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness in my life and the lives of my loved ones. I thank you for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins and rose again, giving me eternal life. I'm grateful for all your daily provisions and benefits. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for any sins I have committed, whether in thought, word, or deed. I repent of my trespasses and turn away from anything that displeases you. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have hurt or offended me. I let go of all bitterness, anger, and resentment, releasing them into your hands. Father, I believe that you are doing a new thing in my life. I ask that you would give me a new heart and a new spirit, as you have promised in your word. Lord, remove any hardness or resistance within me, and replace it with a tender, responsive heart that is full of love and sensitive to your leading. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, and empower me to walk in the newness of life that you have for me. Give me new strength and new victories, even in the face of challenges and trials. Help me to rise above my circumstances and soar on wings like eagles, running and not growing weary, walking and not fainting. I declare that I am strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. I declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I pray for your divine purpose and direction to be made clear in my life. Guide me into the good works you have prepared for me and give me a fresh vision for my future. Ignite a new passion in my heart and align my dreams with your perfect will. I trust you to open doors of opportunity that no one can shut, and to close doors that are not part of your plan for my life. Precious Lord, give me wisdom, discernment, and courage to step out in faith and embrace the new things you are calling me to. I rebuke any fear, doubt, or confusion that tries to hold me back, and I declare that I am moving forward in the strength and power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask for your healing touch in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. In the name of Jesus, I bind every sickness, disease, or spirit of infirmity that tries to attack my body, and I ask for your healing power to flow through me. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I break free from any stronghold, depression, anxiety, or mental distress, and I receive your peace that surpasses all understanding. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I am grateful that I am covered by the blood of Jesus and surrounded by your angels of protection. Deliver me from all accidents and negative incidents, and lead me away from temptation. Let no evil befall me. Cover me in my comings and goings, and shield me from all powers of darkness. Lord, I ask for the same blessings of healing, wholeness, and protection over my loved ones. As I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. Lord, we come into agreement, believing that, as we pray for one another, you are working mightily on our behalf. We declare that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory over every challenge and obstacle that stands in our way. We receive your strength, your joy, your peace, and your hope. We declare that everything is working for us and not against us. Lord, we thank you for the new things that you are doing in us and through us, and we give you all the glory. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
New messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.